Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Rosie, who is a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
6 Coping Mechanisms for Challenging Days. Are you having a hard day? Have you been having hard days? If so, you're not alone. According to a study conducted by the KFF that reflects on the state of mental health across the country, 1/3 of U.S. adults say they have always or often felt anxious in the past year. This statistic proves that it's not just you are having a bad day or a rough patch, but rather a large portion of adults today, including your friends, relatives, neighbors, and coworkers. But how do you tackle these challenging days? When it all starts to overwhelm you, here are 6 coping mechanisms you can turn to. Take time for yourself. Is the day starting to overwhelm you? Are you getting frustrated? Sad? Anxious? If so, walk away and take some time for yourself. We understand that advice like this sounds like the opposite of what you should do. After all, if you have a lot on your mind or plate, avoiding them doesn't sound right, but that's the thing. Taking time for yourself doesn't mean you're avoiding your responsibilities, but rather giving your mind and body the time it needs to recharge. A car can't go without fuel, after all. Taking time for yourself can vary from person to person, but it commonly includes reading a chapter of a book, listening to music, taking a bath, or exercising. Stick to your routine. On challenging days, it can be very easy to forego your routine, including maintaining personal hygiene. However, avoiding a shower, failing to brush your teeth, calling out of work, etc. can create bigger problems for you down the line. When your day is bad, turn to and stick to your routine. Set an alarm and wake up at your normal time, make breakfast, and treat it like any other day. Though it may be hard, sticking to a routine, according to Northwestern Medicine, can reduce your stress levels because nothing is being put off to the next day. You're also taking care of yourself physically, which can make you feel better, too. Exercise. Exercise, like all physical activity, releases dopamine and endorphins, both of which can make you happy and put you in what experts call a feel-good mood. So next time you're feeling down and facing a challenging day, it might be a good time to hit the gym and get your heart pumping. If you don't have a gym, opt for a walk around the block or even practice some yoga online. Connect with someone you trust. When we're facing a bad day or a challenging time, it's incredibly easy to withdraw from people and social situations. However, that can be a big no-no for your mental health. As Stephen Ilardi, PhD and author of the book, The Depression Cure, points out, social isolation typically serves to worsen the illness and how we feel. If today is challenging for you, one of the best coping mechanisms you can utilize is connecting with people you trust. This could be your spouse, best friend, or coworker. Whether you're speaking to them online, over the phone, or in person, taking some time to talk to someone who can validate how you feel, listen, and later, offer helpful advice can make your challenging day seem easier. Reflect on how you survived tough times before. Our past can tell us a lot about our future, so what better way to cope with a challenging day than to reflect on the tough things you've survived before? You can do this reflection through the act of journaling or even just thinking about it while you meditate, go for a walk, or take a shower. There's a lot of truth in the fact that you've already survived your toughest days. Though you may not want to experience that situation again, taking some time to realize this can help make your current challenges a lot more surmountable. Seek therapy. Last but not least, if you are experiencing an onslaught of challenging days one after another, one of the best and most effective coping mechanisms is to seek therapy. Through therapy, you can not only have an opportunity to express your thoughts and feelings, but you can learn new coping mechanisms that, perhaps, you've never tried before. There's nothing wrong with seeking help from a trained, trusted professional when you need it most. These are just a few of the helpful coping mechanisms you can utilize on challenging days. Remember, you have survived tough things before, and you will get through them again. The tough times are always temporary.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypracticespodcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.